everyone. Welcome to All Things Iceland. This is Jules, a native New Yorker that moved to Iceland in 2016. After falling in love with the country, I started the All Things Iceland podcast and social media channels in 2018 to share with travelers and others who are interested in Iceland about the country's fascinating history, culture, nature, language, and travel, sharing insights, travel recommendations, folklore, interviews, and so much more. Have helped thousands to become more familiar with Iceland and have epic adventure. This episode is part of my Folklore Friday series, in which I am sharing a Icelandic folklore story every Friday of 2024. And you can find the archive of all of the other folklore stories that I've shared so far for this year and will do for the remainder of the year on my website, allthingsiceland.com. So feel free to check that out if you're enjoying this series. So the story today is about how Katla volcano got its name. I've seen the name for this folklore in some books as Katla the Hag, but I'm not a huge fan of that name, so I'm just going to go with Katla the Witch. Also, if you're hearing any type of like weird construction noise in the background, that's just because that's what's happening outside of my house and I cannot, unfortunately, do anything about that. So in the end, though, how Katla got its name is quite fascinating. This volcano, especially since it is considered one of the most volatile in Iceland, or at least can be if it erupts. And basically, there was a woman who was known as a witch named Katla, and she worked at a monastery here in Iceland. She was a housekeeper for an abbot. So abbot is basically a person who oversees other monks. And Katla was known for being a very angry person. She probably just really needed therapy. But of course, this is like hundreds of years ago, so that's not really a thing. But the fact is that she would often take out her anger on any and everybody in her path. People knew, though, that she had these magical pants, which of course made her seem like really fascinating to them. But due to her anger and the fact that she just, you know, wasn't a person that really wanted to interact with others, she made it so that people steered clear of her. And these magical pants, though, if someone were to put them on, they could run so fast that they would be able to be as fast as the wind without losing breath or without getting tired. So, of course, they're fascinating magical pants, but only Katla was the one who was able to use them. Even the abbot, who was her boss, did not like her very much, or was it said that he didn't like her very much? But I guess she was really good at her job, so they kept her around. There was another guy named Barde, and he was the shepherd for the abbot. And I guess Katla had some kind of authority over him, or at least she was exerting some authority over him because she was often bossing him around. And since it was Barde's job to collect the sheep and make sure they were in the shed for her to be able to milk, if one of them went missing, she would let him have it. Like, she'd go absolutely berserk on him. One day, the abbot and Katla were going away on a short trip and planned to be back the next day. Before leaving, Katla told Barde to have all the sheep rounded up and in the shed for her to milk when they got back, or that he would feel her wrath. At one point, Barde went out and was looking for all the sheep, but they were scattered a lot more than he was expecting, and he was having a hard time finding all of them. So, of course, this made him freak out a little bit because he knew that if he didn't get them back in time before Katla came, that she would be extremely angry at him. And he was doing his best to, you know, avoid any types of interactions with her or, of course, any bouts of her anger. So as he was, like, you know, pacing back and forth, figuring out what he was going to do, a brilliant thought came to his mind, which was, why doesn't he put on the pants that Katla has, those magical pants, run around, get the sheep, put the pants back before they come, and everything will be done. And no harm, you know, will come to him in terms of this anger. Well, that's exactly what he did. And it worked like a charm. And he put the pants away. And when Katla and the abbot returned, his job had been done. He felt very satisfied. However, Katla, who, like I mentioned, is a witch, she knew immediately when she got back that he had worn her pants, and her blood was boiling Because first of all, he didn't have permission, but also, I mean, she already had an anger problem, so that wasn't, it didn't take too much for her to get there. In a fit of rage and practically blacking out from this fit of rage, she ended up drowning Barre in a vat of whey that was in the shed and then submerged the body in the bottom of that whey, which is absolutely disgusting because obviously people were using that whey. People eat this. So it's just like a dead body in the bottom of it, which is unfortunate. And as time went on, as people were using the whey, the level of it in the vat was getting lower and lower. And people said they often heard or thought they heard her say, like murmuring to herself, Katla, saying while she was next to the vat of whey, that soon Barre will appear, which is really suspicious, isn't it? And it must have been, and of course people were wondering where Barre had gone, but, you know, he had disappeared, so no one knew where to look or had heard any word about him. And it must have been that it was getting to the point where the body would appear soon on the, in the surface of the whey. So Katla decided she was going to hightail it out of there. She put on her magical pants because she was trying to avoid getting into trouble. So she ran as fast as she could and headed towards Mýrdalsjökull Glacier. And as she got there as fast as she could, I guess on the way, she decided to herself that, you know, she's probably would get in trouble for this anyway. People would figure it out. So she was going to throw herself into the canyon and take her own life. And everyone assumed that when she did throw herself into the canyon, that she had died because it was actually, there was a volcano there. And also the idea of her having died in it was that a short time after she threw herself in there, there was a huge volcanic eruption. And I said that there's Mýrdalsjökull Glacier. So underneath Mýrdalsjökull Glacier is Katla volcano. And in some, for some volcanoes in Iceland, there's a glacier over them, which means that when the eruption of that volcano happens, it then is melting the glacier ice on top of it, and that can cause a massive flood. And that's exactly what happened. And the town of Vík, which is super tiny, and some of you have heard of that in some of my previous episodes, or if you've been there yourself or heard about it, you know, on social media, this town is tiny. And if Katla were to erupt, there's a good chance that Mýrdalsjökull Glacier would melt and would cause a massive flood that could wipe out this town. Now, there have been things put in place in order for that to be avoided as much as possible, but it is very possible. And it's to the point where the people in the town have all like an evacuation bag and they could be out of their house in 30 minutes if necessary. So it's quite intense in that way. It's almost like living on the edge, but you know, it's a very thetaretast type of attitude in Iceland regarding that. So because of her throwing herself into that volcano and supposedly causing this volcanic eruption, the volcano is named Katla. Random fact of the episode. So according to the Icelandic Meteorological Office, and I quote, the Katla volcanic system is the fourth most active system in Iceland and has erupted at least 21 times during the last 1,100 years, end quote. And it's the case, too, where Katla is said to be overdue for an eruption, but in geological terms, that could be next year, the next 10 years, next 100 years. Like, it really, there's no saying when or where, you know, when this will actually happen. So for people who often get a little bit nervous about it, I always tell them, like, we do get indications of earthquakes and whatever else beforehand. There's lots of warnings. So don't be too worried about coming to visit Iceland. Just know that this is, of course, a possibility, but the chances of it at the moment are quite low, especially since we aren't having many earthquakes or anything of that nature happening in this area. For the Icelandic word of the episode, it is Katla, which means kettle in Icelandic. And there are many women in Iceland who are named Katla. As always, I hope you're enjoying this Folklore Friday series. If you are, feel free to share it with a friend or a loved one, whoever you think might enjoy this and learning about Iceland, whether it's the, you know, fascinating stories of that give you more context to the landscape or just, you know, random ghost or elf stories that can be quite amusing. Þakka þér kærlega fyrir að hlusta og sjáumst fljótlega.